You're listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor, in cooperation with SermonAudio.com.
Hi, it's Rodney Davidson speaking to you again from Fame Mission. And I'd like to begin this podcast today by reading to you from Matthew chapter 28. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's the command that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to his people. As a missionary, as we've been seeking to serve the Lord out in Kenya and present the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to men and women in that area, and especially the boys and girls, the orphan boys and girls in our center, it's certainly been a great joy and a great blessing to see God at work, God the Holy Spirit, drawing sinners to himself. And just a few months before we left Kenya to come back on furlough, we had a baptismal service. There were some young people who had trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. They expressed a desire to obey the Lord in baptism. We could see that those young people, we could see some evidence, some real zeal and desire to live for the Lord. One of them was my own son, Calvin, and it was our joy and delight to baptize them just there in the center with a little pond. It's actually a little fish pond that we were using it for little fingerlings, but we're able to fill that pond up with water, and we're able to use it as a baptismal tank there in eastern Kenya. One of those young people, young girl called Jacqueline, she had wrote out her testimony. Each of them gave their testimony in the service that particular day. And I would like to read to you her own words as she has given it to me here in English. Now, remember, she speaks Kikamba as her mother tongue, then Swahili, and also English as her third language. So I'm going to read to you Jacqueline's testimony, a young girl of 14 years old. She says, Before I got saved, I did not know about the work of Jesus Christ to me, but I remained in my sins. That time, Satan ruled over my life. I had been told about Christ every Sunday in our center, that is Fame. I did not follow the word of good news, though I had been told, but did mine own things that was not pleasing to the Lord. I remained in this situation for a while, but one day that I can't remember exactly the date, I realized that I am a sinner very well, and without Christ, I cannot help myself, but all I was doing was not pleasing to the Lord, but ending to hell eternally. I then made a complete turn to the Lord and cried to him that he could save me from my sinful nature to his obedience. This I had read from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, that says, Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Then I realized that my sins did not bring glory or pleasing to the Lord. Then I cried to the Lord for salvation. Then the Lord heard me and answered my prayer, and he saved me from my wickedness and my nature of life. Now I truly belong to Christ, for he has bought me by his precious blood that he shed at Calvary. Last Sunday, I remembered that my Lord in John 14 verse 15 said, If ye love me, keep my commandment. So I had to ask for baptism as an obedience to what the Lord said. I know I cannot keep God's law rightly because I was born in sin, but I pray that the Lord will enable me. As I was before, I would like to encourage those who are as I was, that you come to Christ, and those who are saved, to keep his commandment. Jesus is still knocking at the door to those who are not saved, that they would allow him in, for sin brings death. Proverbs 15 verse 3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil." Please turn from your sins and ask Jesus to save you and rule over you. Amen. So I've just read to you, word for word, the little written testimony of Jacqueline, one of our orphan boys and girls, who's living there at our FAME Mission Centre in eastern Kenya. And I hope, even as you listen to this, if you're not saved, that you might turn from your sin and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Saviour. May God bless his word. May God bless even this testimony to your heart. Amen.
You've been listening to 5 Minutes of Fame, brought to you by the Friends of Africa Missionary Endeavor. The work that Fame is doing depends on the voluntary gifts from God's people. A seemingly small gift can go a long way. For less than the cost of a cup of coffee each day, you could join with those that are making a lasting impact in the lives of orphan children or abandoned infants half a world away. What is so little to us means so much to them. For more information or to help support the work, we invite you to learn more at sermonaudio.com/fame.